greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we proclaim the power of the gospel. Because souls are crying, men are dying, we must engage to win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to bring a message I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church recently entitled The Dynamic Duo. For years, the weakest link in my spiritual walk was a dismal, anemic prayer life. But events in my life forced me to make changes, and today I have an exciting, enjoyable prayer life. And you too can pray red-hot prayers. Today's message is about our two powerful intercessors, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who are actively making intercession on our behalf. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of the CD, The Dynamic Duo.
So we don't have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He is able to sympathize with us even more so than the Holy Spirit when we're being tempted and when we're being tested. He is able to sympathize with us because he has been there. Somebody say he's able to save. He's able to succor. And he's able to sympathize. Because in all points he was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In every way tempted like us, because in every respect he was made like us. Now we're coming down to the home stretch. The Holy Spirit is interceding for us and with us. Sometimes he's doing it with groanings that cannot be uttered because our predicament is so precarious, whatever the reason being. Jesus is especially able to intercede for us when we are being tempted to yield to sin. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, don't turn there, but just listen. It says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. And I always tell that if I can't say anything else, if I don't understand what's going on, if I don't have any other answer, I say, God is faithful. God is faithful. I don't understand. I don't know how, when, who, why, but God is faithful. And that shuts up those nagging lies. Amen? But God is faithful who will not. He will not suffer, or he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. But he will. He will also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear up under it, is what it says in the Greek. So no matter what you're going through, you do not have to fall into that snare and into that trap. Your flesh may be really rising up strong. And your flesh can't rise up strong unless we allow it. Amen? But if we got to the position that we allowed that, and it's really strong now, and he's really protesting and giving us a hard time, we're in that place now. Which way are we going to go? Because we get to exercise our own will. Who are we going to yield to? Are we going to yield to the intercession of the Holy Spirit and our high priest? Are we going to yield to the cries of our flesh? Amen? We are in that place where we've got to make a decision. What should we do? Let us therefore come boldly. Let us come running. Let us come with confidence to the throne of grace and ask for mercy and ask for help in our time of need. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit has come to help our weaknesses. Amen. Jesus has come to help us when we are being tempted. And the thing that we've got to do is come running to the throne of grace and asking for grace and help in our time of need. That is why it is so important that we continue to pray and allow the Holy Ghost to supplicate through us, because he's able to rescue us. He's able to save us. He's able to succor us. He's able to sympathize with us, and he's able to help us. Amen. Now, we still have our own will, but we have this dynamic duo. We've got the Holy Spirit on the earth alongside us and in us. He's praying and interceding. He's supplicating in us, with us, and for us. We've got our high priest seated on the right hand of the Father in heaven, and he's supplicating for us, interceding on our behalf. But we got these weaknesses. And now we're going to zoom in on the specific weakness that is innate in our flesh. Everybody here, everybody, I don't care how sanctified, Holy Ghost baptized you are, we all have an innate weakness in our flesh. Amen? And I'm going to show you. Turn to Romans, the sixth chapter. We're almost done. Verse 19. I speak after the manner of men. Now, Paul is saying, I'm talking to you. I'm just like you. I'm on the same level you are. Okay? I'm not talking down to you, and I'm not preaching at you this morning. I want you all to understand that. Sister Sharon is speaking to you as is the manner of all humanity, as being a member of the same human race that you are a member of. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. And I will say our flesh. The word infirmity there is the same word that we've already read in Romans, the 8th chapter, and in Hebrews. The same word, better that we say weakness. But in this case, the weakness is going to be identified. And let's see what it is. I speak to you after the manner of men because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, the members of your body, as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. I want you to see here that we have an innate weakness in our flesh. Remember what I said before, Galatians 5:17, the flesh lusts against the spirit against the flesh. They're contrary each to the other. They're hostile. Amen? So he said, so that you could not do the things that you would. As long as they're lusting, as long as they're in warfare, as long as one of them doesn't become the master, you're going to have this continual warfare, agitation going on. But it's not going to stay like that because somebody's going to get the upper hand. Amen? Because sooner or later, you're going to yield one way or the other. You're either going to yield your members to iniquity unto iniquity, which means once you yield to iniquity, and the word iniquity is a little different than from sin. Sin is the actual act, the deed. Iniquity is the propensity, that inclination. Once you yield to the inclination to sin, to yield your members to the inclination, it gets worse. You go from iniquity to iniquity. It gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Now do you understand why you need the dynamic duo? Now do you understand why the Holy Spirit exerts so much pressure on you? Why he's in there groaning with groanings that cannot be uttered? That if he can possibly prevent you from yielding your members to uncleanness, which takes in sin, but especially, it especially tends to mean sexual sin. Amen? Uncleanness generally does, although it's all in sin. And from iniquity to iniquity, yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Yield denotes a choice. Don't get up there and say, the devil made me do it. The devil can't make you do it until you yield. When you yield, he'll make you do that and that and this and more, because you'll go from iniquity to iniquity. Amen? And if you've been born again and then you get spirit-filled and you let the devil come in, you're going to get seven times worse. That's what Jesus said. Amen? So you have a choice. So he says, yield your bodies not to uncleanness, not to sexual sin. Say no. Amen? Flee fornication. Flee adultery. Flee homosexuality. Flee all of these things. You cannot play with fire and not get burnt. You may say, I won't go that far. You need to stop the flirtation. You need to stop flirting. It is not innocent. If you're not married and you're trying to get a boyfriend, that's one thing. But if you're married and you're flirting around, you are opening up the door. You have no business doing that. Amen. Because if you don't, you're going to find out that you will fall into that weakness. Amen. And so he says, yield. Do you know what the word yield is? In another place, a very famous scripture we all say all the time, Romans 12:2. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word present there is the same Greek word that's in here, says yield. They're synonymous. So when he says, don't yield your members, don't present your members to sin, don't show up at the adulterer's door and say, can I come in and have a cup of coffee? Don't say, will you give me a ride to the mall? You shouldn't be riding in their car because you're presenting yourself. Amen? And because you have that innate weakness in your flesh, if you don't crucify it and put it to death, it'll get the upper hand. Amen? So he's saying, present your bodies rather to righteousness and holiness. While we're here, let's back up and look at verse. I'm going to read verses 13 and 16. We'll jump from 13 to 16. You ready? Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Verse 16. Know ye not to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether it's of sin unto death or whether it's of obedience unto righteousness. So we're told, neither yield your members. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness. In the Greek, this is what we call a present imperative negative. And what that means is something that's in the present tense means it's a habitual, continual action. It's not a one-time thing. It's continual. Okay, so the yielding is continual. When we say it's an imperative, we're saying it's a command. It's not a suggestion, it's a command. And when it's in the negative, it's telling you and commanding you to stop doing something you're already doing. So it could be translated, stop yielding your members, presenting your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Stop it. And the Holy Spirit is inside of you groaning and moaning, saying, don't do it. Stop. And Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding and saying, you do not have to go any further. You do not have to fall into this snare.
Amen. Saints, this message is both insightful and powerful because it gives us the knowledge and the tools we need to pray effectual, fervent, red-hot prayers that prevail over our weaknesses and our temptations. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Greek word is parakletos, one who comes alongside to assist us in carrying a burden too great for us. Paul said that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And if you've ever been there, you know how discouraging and frustrating it is. But the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses and intercedes for us, even with groanings that cannot be put into human language. He knows the will of God and bypasses our brains and our doubts and our unbelief. But that's not all. We also have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and weaknesses. And he also makes intercession for us. Because he was tempted in all points like us, he can help us when we're being tempted. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth, and he intercedes in us. And Jesus, our high priest, is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and our high priest helps us in our temptations. There are so many revelatory nuggets in this message. You have to get the CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10, ask for offer SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Remember, that's offer number SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us online at rghardy.org.